Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am Rita Johnson, your host, and here we talk about all things health, hormones, natural living, and how to take care of that amazing body God has given you. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am Rita Johnson, your host, and here we talk about all things health, hormones, natural living, and how to take care of that amazing body God has given you. In today's episode, I want to talk all about postpartum. Postpartum, particularly around 6 weeks, can bring its own unique challenges. And I want to talk honestly and raw about some of those challenges and what are some things that we can do to really make this a beautiful season, a beautiful time in our personal life as well as in our marriage. So those of you that have had babies before are already thinking about what happens around 6 weeks postpartum. We have our 6 week follow-up with our OB or midwife, and we get the okay to resume normal activities like working out and exercising, and also to resume marital relations. And this can be a really tricky time, right? Because our body has gone through so much in labor and delivery, and it does take that 6 weeks to recover in a lot of cases. And I know there's times when 3 or 4 weeks we feel really kind of good to go, and we also maybe start to notice that our drive, our sex drive has returned. But more often than not, I see, especially when we're exclusively breastfeeding, not returning to cycles, that this 6 week time is a little less welcome to the wife than to the husband. And so let's talk about some of those reasons why that is the case and then what we can do about them. So some really common things that I hear women talk about a lot, and I totally identify with these personally as well from different seasons of my own postpartum journey. So primarily the complaints that I hear most often from women are that they don't enjoy this 6 week time or resuming marital relations because they have zero sex drive. Their body doesn't look normal. They don't feel attractive anymore. And then of course there's other things, very tangible things from breastfeeding. You know, I like to consider this kind of more nursing woes, right? Whether it's cracks or nipples or feeling touched out, or any category of things that fall into consequences as a result of breastfeeding, because it is very normal to feel these things, especially when we constantly have a person attached to us all day long, to feel like at night when I can be by myself, I want to just be independent and by myself. So let's kind of unpack some of these and talk about what are some things you could do to perhaps reverse these feelings, or at least make them feel a little bit lighter. So let's start at the top. So, you know, not having a sex drive. First of all, I want you to remind yourself that this is physiologically normal to not have a sex drive at this time. Particularly if you are breastfeeding and you have not returned to cycles, it's normal then that your sex drive, which tends to be heightened when you're ovulating, is non-existent. we aren't actually looking for procreating if our body can't physically procreate at that time. Now, that being said, there's definitely things we can do to address this zero sex drive. Some of those things I really encourage you to do are to, you know, be sure that you and your husband are emotionally connecting before you have the opportunity to physically connect. I think it's really beautiful how the Lord has made us as women to have this desire to emotionally connect to our spouse prior to being physically intimate. And for the husband, a lot of times it's a little bit more difficult for him to emotionally connect before he's had that physical connection. And this is where, you know, one other way that being made differently as man and as woman in marriage really allows for that sandpaper ministries, right? That way it brings us together and asks us to step outside of ourselves a little bit more. Now, obviously, anybody can look at, you know, those differences and say, well, even though I don't feel like I can emotionally connect with you until after I physically connected with you, I see logically that that's not helpful for you. And when you already are coming from this place of 0% sex drive and you're very depleted from, you know, having a newborn, it's really important for us to kind of meet in the middle as spouses, and emotionally getting that connection prior to being physically intimate, I think, is a huge key in that process.
Another thing you can really work on at this time is, you know, it can be painful, right? Whether it's we're worried it's going to be painful, and that plays into our chemistry of our body not desiring our husband, or whether it was painful in the past when you've had other babies and resumed relations after the 6-week mark. So what I would say there is, you know, yes, there may be deliveries and situations where it's going to be painful. You know, maybe you had some really bad tearing, or even the skid mark type of tears. Those can be really painful. So definitely be sure you have a good quality lubricant present so that you can use that and help make that not quite as painful. Just a quick side note here, a lot of lubricants do have spermicidal properties, so it's really important that you choose a clean one that doesn't have, so I would actually recommend getting some type of lubricant that is made for, it's advertised for promoting fertility, because that basically will help make sure that it doesn't have that spermicidal aspect to it. So that's one thing. Another thing, and this is, you know, perhaps as we get a little bit further away from 6 weeks, but also just being aware of things we can do that are in our power to make this a more pleasant experience being united with our spouse. And knowing that the stronger you make those pelvic floor muscles, your core, transverse abdominis muscles, the more pleasant intercourse is going to be for you. And this means not just no longer painful. This can actually go so far as to say it can make it much more enjoyable for you. And so doing things, exercising in a way that you're doing some breath work to reconnect those transverse abdominis muscles, but also you're strengthening them. So things like squats and lunges and a whole host of other things are really going to help your body to do that. So I highly recommend, even if you've never worked out before, doing some really, and especially initially, really gentle exercises that can help you to reconnect with your pelvic floor and your transverse abdominal muscles and strengthening those. Okay, second thing, body doesn't look normal, right? We look in the mirror at 6 weeks postpartum, and it's psychologically, I don't mean to speak for everybody here, but this is always my struggle. Psychologically, when I'm not looking in the mirror, I think to myself, I look the way that I look, right? I'm not expecting to look differently. And because I no longer have a person in me, when I'm pregnant, I'm not shocked every time I look in a mirror because I know I have a person that I'm growing in my body. But all of a sudden, as soon as that baby's out, it's hard for me mentally when I look in the mirror to remember to be prepared for my postpartum self. And that might sound really silly to some people. Some people maybe don't have a struggle with this at all, but I think there are a lot of us that do. And so really just, first of all, mentally preparing yourself when you can. I know sometimes when I, you know, catch a reflection as I walk by a mirror or something, it kind of jars me a little bit because it is different. It's not who or how I perceive myself. And so that's the first struggle is really that mindset piece. And so what I like to invite you to do instead of just being stuck in that place of looking in the mirror and being like, ugh, here we go again, or, you know, it takes 20 minutes longer to dress for church because you can't find anything that fits or doesn't squeeze you too tight in certain places. What I invite you to do is to really address what it is your brain is telling you that's causing you to be so unhappy about the way you look. Our husbands don't see our bodies that way. Our husbands were there with us during labor and delivery, and they are in awe of our bodies. They are absolutely astounded at what our body has just done. It has grown that person inside of us, and then through God's grace, amazingly allowed for that body to come out into this world. Whether that was through a beautiful vaginal delivery where you were unmedicated and it was so peaceful, or whether that was through a cesarean section, your body has done such amazing work, and we just need to first stop and sit in that place. I think when we sit in this place, it allows for us to start to see a glimmer of how our husbands perceive our body. They're not expecting us to look exactly the way we did a year ago right now, a year before we had this wonderful experience of growing this human inside of us and giving birth. And so we shouldn't be either. We need to really be gentle with ourselves. And so some of those mindset things that I really love in this time are to remind yourself, and I love to look in the mirror, especially after you've had that jarring moment of this is not my body, being able to speak these words over yourself. My body is amazing and it does incredible things. Or I'm getting stronger and learning how to love my body in this new season. And then we go out and do those things, right? Then we go out and we start our walking routine back up. We start running again. We start doing a little bit of squats and core work and reconnecting with our muscles. Because the other thing is that physiologically, we've had relaxin pulsing through our body, especially in that third trimester. And it, again, if you're breastfeeding, it is still continuing to surge in your body until you stop breastfeeding. And relaxin is so important. It helps our muscles and our bones to be able to move around so that baby can come out and then they can go back to where they need to go. But it also does weaken our muscles. And so we need to just be really gentle with ourselves. You know, the scale isn't telling the whole story, and we need to reclaim that muscular strength so that we can be a mom with a 5-month-old, 1-year-old, 10-year-old down the road that doesn't have lower back pain, that is able to get down on the ground and pop back up, and we feel strong as we do whatever it is the day demands of us, right? If you have a sick, fussy baby and you have to wear a baby all day, or if you have a baby that grows really fast, you can wear a baby and it doesn't wear you out. And so these are the reasons why it's so important for us as mothers to be strong so we can step up to the challenge of our daily life, but also so we can tell ourselves and believe the truth of it. I am getting strong and learning how to love my body in this season. Also, and we'll have a whole nother episode on this, but you know, looking at how we're nourishing our body, how we're fueling our body, are we getting enough sleep or as much as we can to really help support our body to get back to the shape we recognize. And then the last one I want to address just really quick, but any of these things we will explore more in future episodes. But the cracked, sore nipples particularly, you know, that can be really tricky. And so I just encourage you, if that's where you are at, if nursing problems are the reason that are really inhibiting your sex drive, then I encourage you to find something that helps you to promote healing, right? So having a good salve that you can apply on the nipples after nursing is a great first step. I personally, with my 5th and 6th kiddos, I had never tried these before, but I got silver cups that just go right on your nipples, and even just sleeping with those on at night has helped drastically. Every time I was starting to get a cut or a sore or a blister, it would go away that night just by sleeping with those silver cups on. So I highly recommend those. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. I'll put a link in the show notes. So I hope some of these things are helpful to you in addressing what can be so difficult and challenging for us as 6 weeks postpartum approaches or perhaps has already passed, and can help you really strengthen your marriage in this beautiful season as you welcome this new baby into your family and learn how to live as a growing family. It's such a beautiful time, and we just really want to be able to lean into that and not feel like we have to dwell on these negative things or that makes it worse for us after all. If you have started cycling or you're beginning to start cycling, I highly recommend you really lean into cycle syncing. Cycle syncing is a great way to help balance your hormones, to regain your strength faster, working cooperatively with when your hormones are shifting and taking full advantage of that. For more information on cycle syncing, grab my cycle syncing workshop. The link for that is in the show notes. I hope you head over to my website, healthandhormones.org, and sign up for the cycle syncing workshop for free so you can learn more about what the power of cycle syncing can do for you.